103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan.
On 3.2 Dublin City FM. It is The Sod Show for another Friday afternoon. How are you, Peter?
Brian Green, I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. It's great to be back in studio with you again.
Hey, man, listen, it's like what we started 5+ years ago when you think about it. The sun is shining, the weather is better. We had that thing with May where it was hailstones and snow all over the UK and Ireland, and it just went a bit kind of, I don't know, giddy. And now we've got it.
It's a sign from above. We must be getting a new government. Okay, politics out.
No, politics gone. We don't do any of that. Hey, let's get to today's guest, because we are now in slap bang in the middle of what is now known horticulturally across the UK and Ireland as garden show season. And a guest that we have never had on the show before, or a garden show that we've never had on before on the show, is taking place at this moment in time. It's on today, tomorrow, the next day. She is the brains behind it, Claire Faulkner. How are you?
I'm grand, Peter. How are you? Isn't it wonderful to have sunshine finally?
It is indeed. And right when you needed it most, I was getting a little bit concerned for you there, Claire. Claire, let's backtrack a little bit on the story. The first time we met, and we'll get to Garden Show Ireland in just a second. The first time we met was actually in Bloom in the Park 10 years ago, this June bank holiday weekend coming. Your event, to clarify, is on this weekend as we speak. Do you remember our first meeting?
I do indeed. Very, very, very well, Peter.
Yeah. Hey, come here.
You had a lovely garden.
I had a lovely garden, and I looked a little bit younger as well, Claire. What happened after that June bank holiday weekend 2007? Did Garden Show Ireland exist then?
Oh, yes. It had already done 3 years. We were in June at that time and had to move because Bloom obviously wanted the bank holiday weekend, which we don't unfortunately get up here in June, so we moved back into May. But actually it's been great. We get that lovely feeling of first plantings in spring and everybody wanting to come out and buy loads of plants for their gardens and get going.
And so am I correct in then assuming that Garden Show Ireland is on now 13 years? Is this your 13th year?
This is correct. Yep.
Okay.
Well, scary thought, but...
well, if you're into fictitious numbers, then I suppose it is, Claire. Let's go there then. Let's backtrack for those who have never heard, and let's assume you are palling with Darren Jacques in the UK or some of the guys, Paul Martin, are mates of ours, and you are thinking of what is the ultimate question? What is Garden Show Ireland? Where does it take place? When's it on? How does it work? How does it run? What's the history? Who started it, Claire?
Allianz Garden Show Ireland, as we're proudly able to call it now, since Allianz joined us last year as our title sponsor, takes place, as you say, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 6th, 7th, 8th of May. We began, actually researching it way back 2002-03, and worked together with a wonderful advisory group drawn from various elements of the industry. One of the main people behind it actually originally was John Cushney, the late John Cushney, who sadly passed away very suddenly in 2009. And we've grown from very, very small beginnings, Peter, to what is a very unique show, I think is the word that most people use about it. We've got an interesting mix of being a show that's got gardening at its heart, but has really focused on trying to bring young people into gardening and involving the local community in gardening. And that has given us, I think, a slightly different focus. Monty Don, for instance, was quite interesting. He's our show patron. He's coming tomorrow, Saturday, and he's been with us for 3 years. And he says, Allianz Garden Show Ireland is odd because you've got this atmosphere of really three generations of family coming, and everybody you meet comes up to you and says, hello, and how's about you, Monty Don? It's a little different.
let's go to a slightly different place. You mentioned the odd, and you mentioned, not me, but and I gather that's in the same sense as my mom used to refer to me as being unique. Some people said they were unsure whether that was a compliment or an insult, but I'll just stick with
take
unique.
Take it as a compliment.
You're damn right I will. Anyhow, let's bring it to that place, because most garden shows. Are renowned or revered for having two things. Number one, show gardens. And number two, there's the foodie bits. And number three, there is the nurseries and the garden talks, et cetera, that generally tend to go with it. And then it kind of all kind of wraps around from there. Do you do the show gardens where you have medals awarded, Claire? Does that kind of thing happen? Or how did the show gardens work? Let's just nail in on them for a second.
Very much so, Peter. And when we started out, we had the most magnificent show gardens. And we worked hard on that, but actually found since the recession that that's been increasingly difficult. We changed focus a little bit because of that. And really, it was purely sponsorship and money driven, if you like. To this year, for instance, have a combination of one feature garden, which is going to be quite stunning. I'll maybe come back to that later if I may. Sure. And then we've got six small, what we call cameo gardens, and their objective is to show visitors how an affordable garden can be created. And each of the people doing those has actually come up with something quite different. Their theme has been, it starts with a pot, and the idea being that, you know, pot outside the kitchen door, and then you grow from there. We've, in addition to that, this year I should have said is Northern Ireland 2016 is Year of Food and Drink. So by focusing on that theme, which is something that we've integrated into the show over the last 3 years very much anyway, and had a local produce focus, that theme actually permeates the whole show this year. So a lot of those little cameo gardens will have an edible theme. We've also got a Best of Northern Ireland local produce area where local councils from right around the province will be creating gardens based on local produce from their area. And we have Antrim Garden Trail. Four of their members have created the most magnificent little garden displays, which each of them have, you know, a different unique character for their own gardens, from a big estate garden to a walled garden to a cottage garden.
So, but Claire, for those coming in, the one thing I know from building show gardens myself, and again from shows that we've had on of recent with Paul Martin, with Anne-Marie Powell, mm-hmm. again with
yes,
Darren
which
Jack.
I listened to with great interest. Paul actually has helped us on many occasions in the past.
Yeah, no, he's a real sterling guy. But I mean, do the people go up to these, smaller gardens with that team and say, you know, are they awarded a medal? Do you have that judging
panel?
Yes,
they are. All of these are judged.
Oh, right.
And they are awarded gold, silver and bronze awards.
Yeah.
And then there's one Best in Show award who will this year receive the most magnificent big wooden craft bowl made by one of our craftspeople.
So, but here's the thing though, Claire, because this is what's kind of, I have a grapple in my head now, because I guess I've been both sides of the show garden building, and you've got this team which is to try and get people to start to grow their own gardens, let's call it that for a minute, and then on the flip side, you've got the judging scheme, which myself and Paul Martin would have discussed on how strict mm-hmm. that
yes.
is. So
yes.
in your case, as judges, do they award it for being the best garden as per the point system, or do they award it as being the best garden that will achieve what the team is, which is to get people kind of doing it on a budget or starting from somewhere? Does that question make sense to you?
It does completely. And we've got our judging criteria this year is totally different, Peter, because of what we've done. We've created a judging criteria which they've got to, they've got to meet the objective of creating a garden that's got inspiration and ideas for visitors and is also affordable. And then judges will look at how they've integrated the theme into what they produced. They are not pure show gardens and not being judged the way we used to judge pure show gardens, which is what you and Paul were talking about, and all that very strict RHS criteria. And that is really, Peter, because we felt that we wanted to go a completely different direction this year and create things that the general public out there could really understand and get their heads around and also reach. It was something that was reachable for them. What we are doing, though, alongside that is right in the middle of the show is this massive 15 by 15 metre feature garden, which will be, it's being created by Rowanna Hayes and Michael Evans. Michael was Young Horticulturalist of the Year in the UK back in, I think it was 2008. And the two of them actually met at Wisley, funny enough, and they're now a married couple with a 1-year-old kiddo. But
How's that garden build going, Claire? How did the build go? I mean, did he? Oh, right. Okay.
Hard work.
Yes.
Hard work. And I mean, it's a big garden and very much the two of them hands on with a team obviously helping them. But it's been an interesting one. Again, they thought about our theme of 2016 Year of Food and Drink. It's the garden is called Nourishment Garden, but it's about nourishing the mind and the soul, if you like, as well as the body, with a lot of thought space. It's based on its format. It's formatted around a Bridget's cross, with that becoming the pathways. In the middle, this absolutely gorgeous hawthorn tree with a spring underneath it, and all the sort of mythical bit that goes with that in terms of being a fairy tree and a spring of life and all the things that actually the Bridget cross was into, as well as pre-Christian belief about the well of life. It's surrounded by big trees and edible plants and is totally, totally magnificent. The two of them have actually worked on gardens at Chelsea and Hampton Court with other designers in the past. So they've come in really to demonstrate what one can do and to be a truly inspirational garden.
Claire, just to cut across you slightly, did I hear the sound of birds in the background? I thought I heard a car horn beeping there a little bit ago. Are you out somewhere very delightful? Are you having a glass of wine? It sounds like you're at a roadside cafe in Paris.
I'm in the middle of the site.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. That's very good. Let's bring it to there then, Claire, because when you first started Garden Show Ireland, you were in a place that I was funnily enough at when I was head over grounds in Dublin City University when I was just about 22, 23 years of age. That was Hillsborough Castle. And
yes.
You have since left there and you have moved to, is it Antrim Castle?
Antrim Castle Gardens.
Okay, so again, this is, I guess the title on this is The Sod Show Meets Claire Faulkner of a garden show, Allianz Garden Show Ireland, as you are now called. And we're I guess, in a little bit for posterity's sake, so in 2017, when people turn around and go, what will we do this weekend? You are basically on our hit list and we have you archived, in a sense. We also know and have a gister of what's happening this weekend, and I gather it's going to get bigger. Let's backtrack ever so slightly. Why did you start in Hillsborough? What was the move and how come you ended up in Antrim Castle?
Okay, well, if I may work backwards, Hillsborough was a magical venue and absolutely gorgeous for our visitors. The site was never set up to do what we were trying to do with it. So logistically, behind the scenes, boy, it was a nightmare venue. But yeah, I mean, the ultimate result for visitors coming to it was lovely. Now, I'm trying to think of dates and getting in 2013 it must have been. Antrim Castle Gardens approached me to see would we move the show here. And the time I do remember so well saying, oh no, we're very happy where we are. Hills was magical. And I, to my shame, didn't know this site at all. And they continued to ask, would I come up and look? I came in, I walked in and I said, wow, this is fabulous. It's the most magnificent site which has been beautifully reconstructed with, I think, Heritage Lottery money behind it. But they've rejuvenated the whole place as really a garden heritage centre. And the infrastructure has been so very well done that it means, from our point of view, from the traders, from the guys trying to build gardens, there is a wonderful surface to work on. There are good pathways, and for visitors coming, the pathways and all the infrastructure around it works very easily and very well. I suppose there was also a geographical thing. It's in a way, it's located, you know, it's right by Loch Ney, which is right in the middle of the place. So we're attracting a wider audience from the north and northwest. A lot of people come from Donegal and Derry and Fermanagh and Sligo. It's in that sense been geographically quite interesting, and we're right off beside the motorway. So, yeah, it works very well.
Okay, quick fire round, Claire. How far does it take to drive from Dublin, let's say Dublin Airport, to Antrim Castle?
Well, I do it very regularly, and it takes me 2 hours max.
2 hours. So yeah. If Mary, Jimmy and the two kids left at 10, well, let's say 9 o'clock in the morning, you'd be there by 11. You'd
have your cup of coffee and listen to the jazz band in the afternoon, go and have a go at tea dances. And in between, get inspired by all the gardens, listen in to an amazing panel of experts talking this year, because we've got the whole edible theme. Klaus Leitenberger, for instance, will be talking about
Klaus, yes,
his vegetables. And we've got, as well on the food focus, Paula McIntyre, who's our resident chef, is creating those amazing things using local produce. And she'll be actually joining up with people like Jilly Dugan, who is an edible herbs specialist. So a lot of interesting things going on. I wish I had time to go to all the sessions and listen in.
We did say quick fire around, but it doesn't seem to work with you, Claire, for some reason or another. I have a similar affliction myself. It's perfectly fine. Let's go back to Jimmy and Mary in the car departing,
yes,
from Dublin Airport, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
How much are tickets, Claire? And how does it work for families turning up at the door? And how much are they over the Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Okay, tickets are £10, as in we're talking sterling, for an adult, and £8 concession at the gate. It's less, there's discounts online if you go to www.gardenshowireland.com. And children under the age of 16, accompanied by an adult, go free. So it means that a family are really coming in for the price of two adult tickets.
That's pretty, that is pretty good value by anybody's standard.
It is. Okay. It's very good value, Peter. And you know what you get for that in terms of an entire day's entertainment. And if you're talking about, you know, Mary and Jimmy leaving from Dublin Airport, say, at 9 o'clock in the morning, they will be truly focused. The show is on from 10 until 6. And for the kids, we've got a whole range of activities with workshops about planting seeds and for the little ones, digging and wheelbarrow racing, kite making, headbands out of flowers. There's a load of activities going on. We do have a big focus on young people and trying to get them into horticulture.
Claire, Brian here, the non-gardener on the Sod Show.
You say that every time you ask a question. You say that every time you ask a question.
Anytime somebody who doesn't know me.
You always say, Brian, the non-gardener. What did you say? It's Brian. They know you're the non-gardener. You're 5 years telling people you're that.
Okay.
Do you want to go do the kite thing in Hillsborough? Or sorry, in Antrim Castle? Do you want to go do that, Brian?
No. It's
you're very welcome, Brian.
No,
actually, for slightly older kids, Brian, there's also some archery.
Okay.
Don't give Claire, don't give Brian a bow and arrow. He's bad enough with a kite.
Okay. No. One is an observation. Peter heard birdsong, but I was hearing clarinet there a few minutes ago. Is that correct? Because we've headphones on here, we can hear everything. Was there clarinet?
We actually have this gorgeous, wonderful little team of, we call them our wandering minstrels. Guys, they call themselves No Oil Paintings. I'm not sure if that's really descriptive or not. And they're wandering around with a banjo and a guitar and a mandolin, and they'll just park themselves up somewhere and most fabulous music to listen to.
Yeah, my next question is probably going to be absolutely brilliant or it could completely crash, but my knowledge and of geography and the local area is not the greatest. But once upon a time, I was at a concert at Castle Wellan.
Oh, right, okay.
And would the grounds were amazing there. Would they be on a par, or are you going up a couple of levels for Antrim?
Yeah, it's similar, but actually, it would be a similar type of venue. Just the venue here is, number one, it's flat, and number two, they've got a lot of really good pathways and all-weather surface.
Very good. Yeah.
In this country, that all helps big time.
My memory is that was on a lake. You're on the shore of Loch Ness, did you say?
Oh, Loch Ness, yes, which is the biggest loch in Ireland, I think.
And it is. And is that an advantage to the gardens with that kind of local climate on the shoreline?
Yeah, probably is, yeah.
It's also a stunning place, though, Brian. And to be fair, Claire, I think I would pay €10 in just to see Antrim Castle. But when you sent us the who's your girl who's doing the PR? Is that
Anne?
Anne sent us this photograph with Monty Don and the crew, the crowds from last year. And I felt like ringing Anne saying, God almighty, you'd swear he'd won the World Cup. The atmosphere looked, it was absolutely unbelievable. Hey, Sherry McIlwain, who is the garden presenter for BBC Radio Ulster Garden Programme.
That's right.
She's doing a lot with you.
Yes, Sherry has been with us for years, and it's funny, she always talks about this as something that's kind of ingrained in her annual brain, in her diary, in her brain. But she's wonderful. She will be interviewing Monty Don on the stage, and in one of the sessions she'll be talking, you know, your life and time sort of thing with him. And she also then compares a Q&A session with all our gardening experts.
Wait, don't big her up too much, Claire. You're making us look bad here.
I know that name. Sherry McIlwain, does she do folk on Radio Ulster?
Yep, you got her. Yep.
Okay.
She does the gardening. You'd know her for the folk.
Gardening,
I know.
Gardening are her two passions. Yeah.
Okay. The other thing, Claire, is the you are on the web. You have a website address if people want to go, let's say, and check it out. Because when you're in podcast, you can actually go do that. What's the website for Garden Show Ireland?
Is gardenshowireland.com.
You're also on the Twitter, on the Facebook. Do you know those handles off the top of your head?
Top of the head, I'm very bad at that. Peter,
okay.
Anne will kill me for that.
I know, and Anne, you would be right to
Google it.
Just send that sideshow a link, and we'll know that. We'll have it in the show notes for this one. But if you're listening to us in the future and you're stuck, just at sideshow on Twitter, we'll get you all the links. But gardenshowireland.com.
If you go on the website, you'll find it there.
Okay, here we go. Quick fire, and we'll try and keep this a quick fire round, Claire. But top five things for families to go and do. You have about 1 minute less.
Plants galore. Kiddie activities to keep even Brian happy.
Lovely.
All sorts of educational talks, fun things like Scarecrow Avenue, which greets you as you come in with scarecrows created by primary school kids.
Wow.
Then be amazed by the Team Garden Challenge gardens, which I didn't mention earlier, which are produced by all sorts of groups. Could be just a friends that get together, amateurs, who have to, their challenge is to build a garden in a day, which they do did yesterday. And their theme this year, just to tie in with everything edible, was let's eat, drink and be merry.
Okay, that's five for the family. Let's go for five for the non-gardener.
Well, the non-gardener, I would suggest, will enjoy many of those things, and they'll also be able to join with a jazz band in our Panjana Tea Pavilion, and at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, try out some tea dancing. There's the most lovely little champagne bar where you can sit and enjoy your champagne and pims and the wonderful surroundings with the trees and the birds in the background.
For the non-pims drinkers, how's car parking? Is it all included and lots of it?
It piles of it, and that's the other bit that we're so lucky with in this venue. Parking is at Junction 1, which is very easily found if you Google it, and there's AA signs that take you to it. And we have a stream of double-decker shuttle buses, which actually the kids thoroughly enjoy going up to the top, who bring you down and bring you right to the door. And what's even better, you can leave your plants and other purchases in the plant creche for the day, pick them up and just put them on the coach, which takes you right back to your car.
Just to close then, last question from Brian is... anybody famous down through the years have, you know, other than Monty Don, who's gone through your doors? Who have you had over that's famous?
Peter Donegan.
And Peter Donegan, there you are. And welcome back this year too.
You better believe it. I tell you something, how Monty Don became the poster boy for that show, I'll never know, Claire, but it's who you know, not what you know. We'll have to fix this one for next year.
Good enough.
Listen, okay, well, for those of you who have never been before, the weekend, and I call it a weekend, it's a higher than highly recommended today. Our gardenshowireland.com. If you're stuck for any of the Facebook, Twitter, or any of that, Instagrams, at Sodshow on Twitter, and we'll put you directly in touch with that. Huge thanks to Anne behind the scenes. And I'm really sorry, Anne, I hope you'll forgive me for my, how would you say it, my faux pas of an email that I forgot to send you there midweek. We'll get to that in another day, and we'll figure that one out over a Pims and a glass of champagne. In the meantime, Claire Faulkner of Garden Show Ireland, thank you so much for your time, and congratulations on year 13. We look forward to having you back on again to chat soon, Claire.
Look forward to it, Peter, and thank you so much.
Take care.
Thanks, Claire. Bye-bye.
That's it for another Sod Show. We're back next Friday at 3 p.m. Do take care. Catch us on Twitter at Sod Show and the podcast from Tea Time Friday. Take care. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.